Roosevelt even said that it was the most American thing about America. Chautauqua, that is. And yes, that's very impressive indeed. Anyway, they sort of forgot about it for a while, and then war happened, and no one was really interested. And then in the early 80s, some crazy hippies, led by the weirdo counterculture jugglers, the Flying Karamazov Brothers, which some people may have heard about. And and Patch Adams was there on the very first Chautauqua. A bunch of vaudevillians, and there was a workshop on solar power and free healthcare, and they were totally on the fringe. Everyone was like, what the fuck, what is this stuff that they're talking about in these small communities? And that was the 80s, and suddenly we're in a place where we're like, oh my God, we gotta have solar power. We should have had that in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And free healthcare, what about that too? So now we've been doing this for 30 years. We're sort of starting an upgrade of Chautauqua. Here we are, we're kind of the youth of Chautauqua. We're the next generation taking it over, and we're trying to drag it kicking and screaming into the 21st century by going on the radio and blogging about it. We have our blogging captain, Revolva, here, who's also a hoop champion. The blog, if you want to check us out and all the stuff we've been doing, is notc.wordpress.com. That's New Old Time Chautauqua, is what it stands for. And also chautauqua.org. You have to check that out. So right now, we have these new amazing shows and workshops. We were just at the Covelo Reservation last night. And let's play a song. Let's play a little thing from the show. Clay, yeah. I think we've got you on board.
Should I tell the story?
Yeah.
Let me MC
you, because we can do kind of like a fake show kind of thing. All right, you guys
can't. Okay, let's pretend this is a show.
Let's pretend. Ladies and gentlemen. No, that feels really actually bizarre. Yeah. to describe what you would be seeing, I'll just do a narration for you. And you just be.
I'll just be me.
And I'll do stage direction.
You be you, and then we'll just do this thing. All right, my name's Clay Mazing, I'm gonna tell. This is my second year. The first year I was stowaway. We did Aqua Chautauqua through the San Juan Islands. It was really fun, and I was high. I just went to the first show, and then I kind of stuck around, and hid in boxes and things. And helped with the show.
This is true. He's not.
It's real, kind of. And but I have a little sister, right? And she has an imaginary friend. And one day, her imaginary friend, whose name is Stacia, this is what she told me, was stepping out in the flowers, and she accidentally stepped on a bee, and the bee stung her. So naturally, she went crying to her mom, and her mom came out and killed the bee. And there were bee bones everywhere. And so I, for some reason, had this idea to start a band and call it Bee Bones, and that everybody in the entire world, whether they like it or not, would be in this band. And that's what we are, even you guys driving right now, or whatever, sitting in your washing dishes, or what's going on, I don't know. In the radio world, we're all in this. This is a rare opportunity to play a show together.
You listeners, we need you to sing along because you're also in the band.
Even if you don't know the words, or you can clap along, even if you're driving.
Yeah. Do not clap if you're driving.
Sorry. So let's start the songs. You want to hold this? And then we'll do it slower than our.
Just to give context, during the show, Clay starts grabbing every weirdo he can from the audience who's willing to go on stage with him.
To play the parts of the song.
And gives them instruments, or not, sometimes.
Yeah. And they play the sun and love. It's called Love Down by the Ocean, and here it is. Down by the ocean, I was sleeping when it up and jumped right inside my sun, and it burned to a crisp there in the sun. Then fell down with nothing left to kiss right beside my feet. I was screaming with emotion, but I couldn't say which emotion it was. I jumped into the surf and I flailed all of my arms around in the surf, like some crazy guy who jumped into the surf. Maybe I was. Have you seen that movie Poltergeist? Have you? There's a part in there where this guy rips his face down to the bone after eating chicken with maggots up in it. But then a second later, he's okay. It wasn't real at all. That's how I felt in the sea, kind of. Because I still had all my clothes on, including shoes and socks. It was pretty hard to swim out there, I can tell you, radio listeners. But eventually I got to where one couldn't see no land. And I breathed in lots of seawater on purpose. I died and went to heaven, wrote this song while sitting on a cloud. The weather's nice here and there's lots of good eating, but everybody's just a little bit sad since love burned to a crisp. Ow! And then one more.
Just to be clear, you gotta imagine a very confused and awkward audience member acting out everything that he was singing about. Especially, somebody plays him. He finds the guy that looks the most like him in the audience.
You'll just have to see it.
You just have to. You know what? It's in Redway.
I'm playing that one.
And we're gonna have our blogging
at the Mateel Center.
We'll get our blogging captain to find all the information. We'll just chill out on that. Just listen for more details.
That's a teaser. The show's gonna be.
Okay. So you may wonder what the heck we're talking about. What does a Chautauqua actually look like in this modern age? And it's we sit everyone down. It can be anywhere from a big field to an amazing high school auditorium to an established theater. We're very adaptable. That's sort of our job, because we have no idea what it's going to be like in each of these different communities when we get there. So like last night, for instance, we were at the Covelo Reservation, and it was just an incredible experience. They had this outdoor stage, and when there's no backdrop, we park the bus behind and we have these incredible vaudeville acts. But the most important thing for us is making that an event where we can connect to the communities. And we had Ron Lincoln, who is a tribal advisor, an elder of many tribes. He told us that we'd made a bridge with this show, and we were seeing, I mean, strangely, here has worked on Indian reservations before, and he says that, go ahead, sir.
What exactly? Well, it's just like, the kids in these places, sometimes they don't have, like, they don't necessarily have a lot of love from the parents. There can be a lot of family issues, alcohol abuse, and these things. And to see these kids get to just run around and be the ankle biters and interact with us, like when Clay did the song that he just played, he get 20, 30 kids up from the audience, all give them kazoos and just have them get to make noise and clap along. And these kids to get this chance to interact. We had an act happen where there was a girl dressed up as a lion, and she just looked like a stuffed animal come to life. And all the kids at the end of the act run up and they hug her and just get to interact with this person who's just, we get to be completely loving with these kids. We don't have to worry about anything. We can just totally release with them. And it's wonderful to happen.
It is really wonderful. And so we were bringing stuff. We were bringing workshops on solar power and how to make clean water through sustainable, it's called aquaponics, and sustainable building materials, because their water is poisoned. And the water company has apparently turned off the water, so they have nothing clean to drink. But they got to go to a show too and have a good time, and it wasn't heavy. You know, there's a lot of information on how to improve your community through solar and all this stuff, but it's very we're staying at the Solar Living Institute. Do you know? Yeah, in Hopland. And they were saying a lot of the information is very dry, and to have a community event where people can get together and let their guard down and have a good time is a very important part of the process. I don't think anyone else is acknowledging. All right, now I feel boring, so someone else is gonna either talk or... Anyway, this is Strangely. Strangely is one of our clown comedians. He's straight from the Moscow Circus, ladies and gentlemen, of Bellingham. It's a circus of one. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the fabulous Strangely.
Hello, my name is Strangely, and I'm a clown, and I do the character acting work. So I workshop different voices and accents. And I do what you want me to do? I could play this song, play a little song. I have this accordion from Eastern Europe here in this studio today, and I play a little song for you.
Anymore.
Yeah. We are now all pants
fall off. No pants.
And I'm swinging on the ceiling fan.
Yeah, okay. What
test
else?
One, two,
let's talk about the blog for a second. We really do have a blog where you can learn everything else about.
Okay, KMAC Radio Live. We're here in Ukiah Greater Valley, and this is a live performance by a group.
Blogging Commander, much better. Yeah. Revolva Hoop Dance, also a performer in the show, so she has lots to talk about.
Okay, my name is Revolva. I'm the hula hooper for the show, and this is my first Chautauqua, and I realize that there's something called a buck stopper position. We all contribute to making this tour happen by doing some volunteering work, and I was drafted as the blog commander, maybe self-appointed title. Anyway, when I'm not hula hooping, I'm a writer, and I've been, along with a photographer who is on our tour, Michelle Bates, put together a WordPress blog. It's notc.wordpress.com. And the interesting thing about that is it's not just going online to get a schedule of where we will be. You can go online and read our wacky adventure stories of what we have already done. So it's kind of a look back at where we've been and some interesting things that have happened along the way.
We do have some really crazy adventures.
We do have very crazy adventures.
That our name is the new old time Chautauqua, and that's why it's notc.wordpress.com. Yes.
And you could also visit our website, which is chautauqua.org, if you wanted to. Oh, yes, Chautauqua. Okay, if you're in the car, have someone write it down for you. Don't use both hands to clap or write things, but it's C H. Let's do it all together. Ready? C.
Chautauqua. Chautauqua.
How's this?
There we go.
Okay.
Jump ahead back.
Okay. Oh, if you could only see this on the radio, I'm totally lounged out in the light. Okay. All right.
So can we get a schedule?
I know, I'm actually kind of sunbathing. Okay. Yes, this looks very attractive.
Right, so can you tell us where you're going to be when in the next few days?
Tomorrow, we have just recently added a community show, two community shows. Could you remind me where those will be? And they're
Plowshare.
Well, we need to use the microphone.
Okay, they will be in Ukiah at the Plowshares Soup Kitchen. And also at a senior center. You could check our blog momentarily. Actually, as soon as this radio show is over, we will post an update of where we will be tomorrow. It won't be on the website, but you could check the notc.wordpress.com for all the most recent updates. And on July 2nd, we will be in Redway at the Mateel Center. So if you are anywhere in the area, Ukiah, Redway, please come hang out with us, come do workshops with us, see our shows, learn how to juggle, learn how to hula hoop, learn about the brain. We have lots of interesting workshops and lots of great performers.
Again, this is KMAC Radio Live here.
My name's Tasha. I grew up on Chautauqua. I was one of the daughters of the Karamazov / other Chautauquan parents.
This is KMAC Radio Live here in Ukiah Valley.
Yes, it takes a village to raise a child. It's true. I have a song some people on Chautauqua have learned the chorus, and it's just fun to sing with everybody. It's really healthy. So here it is.
This is live, KMAC Radio, the best, here in Ukiah Valley, 140, Chautauqua. Thank you.
Thank you, Tasha. So just to give you guys an impression of what Chautauqua is, it's not all music. We do have many jugglers and circus performers as well. We always include circus workshops as part of what we do. And to give you a taste for that, we thought it would be a really good idea for Strangely to bring his juggling act today. So Strangely's going to perform, and we're just going to shout out what amazing thing he's doing. Go ahead. Now, ladies and gentlemen, presenting the amazing Strangely.
So is just on the radio, so all you're going to do is you're going to hear the juggle happen. So I'm going to throw a ball and catch it. You hear this? Right, I just throw and catch one ball. So now I'm going to juggle two balls.
That's good. One hand. Yeah.
Two balls, one hand. Now three balls.
Again, KMEC Radio Live. Juggling in KMEC Radio. Come on down.
Yeah. Oh, you almost missed that.
That was crazy.
These balls are extra slappy.
All right. Really good. And now the four balls.
Wow. All right. Good job.
Right. Now I have the five balls.
Nice.
Oh, this is running five balls. Gets higher.
Oh, right. And he caught the last one on his forehead. Amazing.
This is the clean finish.
All and right. Now, 12 balls.
The 12 balls? All right, here we go. Do 12. No, that's ridiculous. You help me. We go back and forth. Okay. Do 12. Six each. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, amazing! Woo. How are they doing it?
Oh! Okay.
Oh, my God.
Clean finish. Oh. I did the clean finish. That's my lip cleaning.
Oh, God. That was 12 balls here in KMEC Radio out in the main room. Come on by.
Just flopped in here and went right past, and I was watching that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so sorry about that. Okay.
Check it out on the blog later.
Check it out on the blog.
Check out the video of that. It's amazing.
Time out, battery level of the thing just cut.
Oh, okay.
We're still
live.
Oh, there won't be video.
There's video.
Oh, we are video. Oh, so I was going to take off the pants.
Is there something someone is dying to say from... okay, here's something. I'm dying to say something, and that is that the other thing about Chautauqua you don't get is that it is an incredibly magical experience, and that we really, you know, there's a lot of hardship, but we come together, and we really do become a tribe. And it's a really incredible thing for these people who may have never met each other before to really become... you just form the strongest of bonds. And for us to really feel like we're making a difference is, for an artist, you don't really get that these days. So, check us out. Find out how you can support. We'll have a donate button up any day now. And join, if you're interested. Chautauqua was about what can I contribute to the tribe. So, come check us out. Come to a show. And if you really like us, you could probably join up with the circus and run away. It's really fun. And now as a special... Yeah, you're welcome. Always. Does anyone have a follow-up here?
Well, again, this is KMEC Radio Live here in Ukai. It's 14 to 2 on a hot, sunny summer afternoon. And here, let's get back to the live performance.
Formally, I do wardrobe, makeup, roller skate in the parades, you know, help out where I can. Donate toothbrushes occasionally.
I really appreciate that.
I haven't had a chance to brush my teeth yet today. This is a Chautauqua frame of mind. So.
I just want to say that there are people that you meet on Chautauqua that you've never met before and you have an instant connection. Then there's, you know, family members, Chautauqua family members that you see over and over again, and that it's a really nice combination of committed returning people and interested joining people. And with that, I would like to introduce a new Chautauquan. Her name is Alira.
We are here thanks to her.
And we are here thanks to her. Thank you, Alira. Here you go.
Hello. I am Alira, and I'm a local, actually, and it's my first Chautauqua. I heard about it from, I do aerial stuff here in Ukiah, and one of my partners, she knew Ginny, who hooked us up in Hopland, and that's how we heard about it. And we were just gonna come on the tour with just for like one day, but we decided we wanted to come on the whole thing with you guys, and it's been amazing. I've been super inspired just learning about just how to be in a community and travel, and it's not just about the art, it's about helping in the community and, I don't know, getting woken up by accordions and trumpets, and it's just been an adventure. And I want to share a poem, and then maybe I can share a song. So, moonlit nights, singing to the stars above, sounds of wild laughter as we shake the ground around us. Who am us? We is what we do, what we play every day to keep the sorrows away. And it's all real and it's all revolving. And it's mostly a riot we are forever solving. So come, come now, don't waste a minute. The time is now to lose yourself in it. We are wacky, we are wild. We have voice, like we have spirit like a child. And when Dr. Strangely comes around, I start talking in a Russian accent. God damn it. So give yourself to her, the spell of the song, and we shall dance around the fire, learning how to get along. We ride in buses making songs off the cusp in the moment, in this band of wild wallabies, learning how to let go of everything, the only real way to be free. And freedom is what we strive for, what we play for our neighbors, what we sing at the top of our lungs and move with the shape of our bodies. Tightroping wonders and waltzes on stilts, juggling acrobatics as we relinquish our guilt. Goodbye, daunting doubts. Goodbye, devilish demons. Goodbye, sulking sadness. I leave you behind. I am closing the door and walking into the sunshine. Hello, world of wonder and unlimited possibilities. Hello, life of laughter and sweet versatility. I embrace this opportunity.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. And I will end with a song. Thank you all. Okay, this one is called Everybody's Waiting for the Train. And you can sing with me for the chorus. Everybody's waiting for the... I'll just come. Yeah. It's the crowding of the cars, it's the babies crying hard, it's the stench in the back row when you're trying to lay low. Stupid TV shows and the video games, it's the movies and the cars and the subliminal shame. It's the never-ending chatter and the crooked shifting ladder when you're trying to stay balanced but you end up in the gutter with your back against the wall. You try to run but then you fall. It's the train that's going the wrong way. It's the train that's going the wrong way. Everybody's waiting for the station. Whoa, oh. Everybody's waiting for the train. Everybody's paying for the ticket for a ride that's going the wrong way. How do you board this train when you know the conductor is insane? The conductor is brained with his crackerjack jokes and puppet that's control his head. We're choking on the smoke. There goes a train wreck. There goes a train wreck. Oh, it's happening. It's happened. Oh, it's happened before. It's the never-ending story of these never-ending wars. While some sit at their desks and they smoke their cigarettes and they ponder the size of that double deep breath. Oh, this America, Miss America, I don't see liberty in your wake. You're just another stupid Mr. Fake trying to seduce me with your violence, your sex and suicide. Behind the drugs you hide, you hide. Everybody's waiting for the station. Whoa, oh. Everybody's waiting for the train. Everybody's praying for the ticket for a ride that's going the wrong way. Landscape pass me by. The gashes where the mountains were makes me wanna cry.
Where did all the birds go and where are all the songs? Where is the heartbeat of the wiser ones? I said I'm looking out the wind, I see the landscape pass me by. The gushes where the mountains were makes me want to cry. Where did all the birds go and where are all the songs? Where is the heartbeat of the wiser ones? Oh, when is this train gonna stop? Oh, when can I get on?
KMAC Radio Live, you've heard it first here. And that was a lyric. She's here with this Chautauqua group. They're playing a band. You want to come on down, KMAC Radio Live? This is 105.1 FM in the greater Ukiah Valley.
No, the Runaway Circus from North Carolina has come with us last year, and they ride the train from Chicago to Seattle. They ride the train. They hopped it.
Hmm. Oh, but Chautauqua doesn't. Not as a group. We would never be able to put the kitchen trailer on there.
And that's basically who we are. Come to a show. We have a really, really good time. No matter where we are, that's always guaranteed.
One thing that's always guaranteed, sometimes the show changes, sometimes the acts change, sometimes the venue changes. One thing that never changes is that at the end of the show, we play down by the riverside and we get the audience to dance with us on stage, and we go in there into the audience and dance with them. And regardless of what happens, that goes on every show, and it's my favorite part.
So you're going to play down by the riverside for us before we get out of here?
We don't have our horns with us, sadly. We have a full marching band, which is called
the Marching Instruments.
No, you already messed up. Fighting Instruments of Karma Marching Chamber Band / Orchestra. That's it.
There it is.
Once again, what is it?
It is the Fighting Instruments of Karma Marching Chamber Band / Orchestra.
And so how many folks are you as part of Chautauqua?
There's 65.
It depends on the tour. This year there's 65 individuals. Is that total including the kids?
That's include everyone.
Everyone. Okay, 65 including the kids.
But the whole community is much.
But again, we have had Chautauquas going on for 30 years, so there are hundreds of people that would call themselves Chautauquans. So the Chautauqua community is definitely larger than the people on tour right now. But we bring them with us everywhere we go. This year we're 65. And how many people are in the band? Like 25? I mean, they do lots of things. But what I mean to say is that our marching band / marching chamber band / orchestra that we parade through town with before we do shows is also our stage band. So they're the ones that would play down by the riverside for us.
So once again, where are you guys going to be in the next couple days?
Do you have the update on that? Tomorrow we're going to be at the Plowshares Soup Kitchen for a community show. And I think in Ukiah at 12. And before that, I think as early as maybe 10:30. We might be doing a senior center right next to it on the same street, and we'll probably just be parading down State Street sometime between 10:30 and noon tomorrow, stopping in at places and doing small community shows. And then we're moving to Redway. We'll have a show at the Mateel Center on July the 2nd. And the show will be in the evening, and earlier in the day there will be workshops and a parade, and all of that information can be found on chautauqua.org and on the blog at notc.wordpress.com.
All right, so you're going to do another piece for us? Okay.
Going to explain what I'm doing. I have choir bells here for a bell choir. This is a C. And I'm going to hand these out to all of the Chautauquans who are here with me. This goes to her. All of these people here in the room with me, I'm going to give them all each bell.
And Strangely usually does this with children.
Usually
he gets the smallest kid and the
Last night I got all the children's this is perfect. I got all the children's I could, and then I have the last bell, the highest bell, this one. Ring it. And there was police officer in the crowd. So I go and I get him and I bring him up to come and play the highest bell, and he had a great time. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up my accordion. But first I do test run. Make sure everybody know how to play the bell. Hold them up. That's right. On the little, like that. Nice and tight. Good. All right. Shake it. Don't stop. It's good. Good. All right. This is a bell choir. Most of them have never done this. Usually I use audience volunteers, so this is exciting for them as well. All right, you ready?
Woo!
And just to be clear, Strangely is pointing at the person that is holding the bell he wants to ring.
So it's I conduct the bell choir.
That's very good, Claire.
As though it was an instrument that I am playing. So here we go.
Great. You're listening to KMEC Radio 105.1 FM here in Ukiah. Thank you so much for stopping by. And you can see more tomorrow, Wednesday, if you're coming down North State Street at Plowshares, 10:30 to noon somewhere. Just look for the parade. And then they'll be relocating up in Redway. And that event will be July 2nd. And then from there, where are you folks going to?
That's the end of our tour. That's the end of this tour, sadly. I just want to clarify that the community show at Plowshares will be at 12:30. Okay. And any other community shows that we manage to squeeze in would be before that along North State Street, possibly a senior center, and there's a couple other places.
And once again, if you would like more information, contact...
You can go to notc.wordpress.com to follow our blog, see what we've done, and what we can update. We can update that as we're on the road. And then for basic information on our mission statement and information like that, you can go to chautauqua.org.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by.